don't feel much difference.
Well, you won't, Spaghetti.
When we get to our destination?
Then? Well, no one can tell what we'll find there.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Bar Star.
When the world is trouble, and you need a mighty friend, who will come on the jungle?
Jungle talk from one of the kings of the jungle. He's got a healthy roar because he eats a good meal every day. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Get into good eating habits every day and you're roaring to go.
I'm swimming in the morning, riding in the afternoon, and at the weekend I'm going on a fishing camp with Dad.
That's Jungle Talk. With Jungle Oats for breakfast every day, you're getting all the natural goodness of golden, sun-ripened oats. With nourishing Jungle Oats for breakfast every day, you're ready to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
Okay, so don't.
Don't what?
Don't sound so optimistic.
Oh, don't give me a hard time, Spaghetti. Not at this stage of the adventure, please.
I think we should check on the team.
The team?
Just an expression we use, Miss Miller. I mean the other astronauts, the one connected to us, the command ship.
Oh, of course.
Would you oblige Dr. Kett, please?
Of course. This is Dr. Kett, Far Star 1 to Far Star 2. Everything okay there?
If it wasn't, honey, we sure as heck wouldn't be sitting here right now. We'd be yelling the house down. Hey, didn't I say house? Forget that last remark.
Some of these men have little or no respect for authority.
You mean that you're a woman and they resent you?
I think so.
Tell me something, honey. When you want to make asides, don't do it with an open microphone. And it isn't because we resent you. It's just that you've got the best pair of legs this side of Cape Canaveral. And the boys you...
Dr. Kett, your face goes red.
Honestly. Fastile 1 to Fastile 3. How are things?
Doing just okay, baby. Sitting back here reading a novel.
All systems go there?
All systems are go. Say you want to leave the command ship anytime, you just come along and say hello to the boys here. We need company, baby.
Oh, really?
I don't think you should take it amiss, Doctor. I found that people who joke with you, and I mean joke with you, happen to like you.
Well, I hope so. Of course, my main function is on the ground, but as you've asked me to come along in the project, I suppose it's a matter of feeling that I have to measure up to anything they can do. The astronauts, I mean.
Yes, yes, of course.
Yes, they're quite right.
Who are you?
You do have nice legs.
How can you tell in the suit?
I have just this moment borrowed Jet's telescopic vision.
Telescopic vision? Jet, what?
Doctor, I'll explain about that some other time. Just something I'm able to use. Oh, we're traveling along the Milky Way, and we reach our destination in, what, 3 days?
That's right. Traveling at the speed of light, which is 186,300 miles per second.
Jet, what exactly is Project Far Star 4? I mean, you were called out on this in such a hurry, you didn't go into detail.
Well, it's simply an exploratory trip, Sam. But for some time now, Jodrell Bank and other places have been receiving communications from outer space. Possibly they feel an attempt on the part of some intelligent beings to make contact with Earth. They worked out that these messages, these waves, have emanated or come from a point along the Milky Way. Within distance of a star called Armageddon. It's a new star, newly discovered, that is, and unlike lots of stars you see in the heavens, it isn't believed to be dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Often when we are looking at the stars, we are looking back at the past. Well, we see them not as they are now, but as they were hundreds of years ago. Jupiter, don't ask me to explain in detail, but it happens to be true.
You're quite right, of course. The light we receive from most of them began its long journey years before any of us here were born. And from the more distant stars, long before man emerged on Earth.
I find this quite fascinating.
Yeah, me too. So, we have to try to find signs of life on Armageddon.
That's right, Spaghetti, yes.
But if this is a star, it is not a planet, which is the same as saying that it cannot sustain life.
Well, that's the whole point, Spaghetti.
Well, what I just said, you mean?
Yes, they say that Armageddon is a star.
But it may not be, you see.
Uh-huh. So we could be running into people who live on a planet who are trying to contact us, but it may not be a friendly contact.
That's right, Spaghetti. That is the whole point of Project Far Star.
Jet, one thing. The message you received from space, there at Orion's Peak, you and Spaghetti.
Sam, I just don't know. Any more ideas, Dr. Kett?
No, it's quite inexplicable.
Inexplicable what?
It cannot be explained.
Now, why didn't you say so in the first place? 3 days, huh?
3 days, Spaghetti.
And perhaps there is a reception committee waiting for us.
Yes, Spaghetti, perhaps.
What are you doing?
Practicing to make peace signs, just in case.
We are assembled.
We are assembled.
It is known to you that from Earth comes to us at this moment a ship. 3 ships, in fact. They fly the heavens together.
It is known.
These are Earthmen. Screen. This is an Earthman. Note well his appearance. Screen. This is an Earthwoman. Note well her appearance. Screen. On these ships coming to us even now, there is a man, and a man, and a woman, and an animal, and other Earthmen. But these we have tamed what they call pictures of the man called Jungle, the woman called Mullah, the man called Valetti, and the animal called Jupiter. Note well their appearance. The other woman and 4 other Earthmen I cannot show you. I have not pictures of them. But these 4 come to us. They are a danger.
Why so?
Simply because they are from Earth. Now, you know as I know that a person called Ket has made contact with Earth. She's made contact in the form of radio waves. She has made contact in the form of speech. Now, Earth was not to know that we wish for their planet.
They still do not know that?
No. They think we are trying to make contact with them. But they have sent spaceships to us. These ships must be destroyed and all killed, especially the man Jungle and his friends. Jungle is not only an Earthman. He is a strange being. We must fear him.
Has Ket been punished?
Yes. She circles our planet in an astral globe even now, doomed to die from the radiation of the sun nearest to us, Armageddon.
How long will it take to kill her?
1 week.
And we fight these Earthmen? How?
I shall devise a means. I've already devised a means. Go now.
Go. Come.
To your astral stations, go, and wait word from me.
I am Ket. And I am doomed. Oh, Ket, hear me. Come to me. Soon. Save me. What was that?
What is it, Doctor?
I don't know. I sort of... You know the way when you're just about asleep, you suddenly jerk awake.
Just that and nothing else?
Nothing else. At least I don't think anything else. The others are all sleeping?
Yes.
But you're not?
I don't need much sleep, Doctor, now.
I have a feeling that you know the stars.
I know them well enough. I have a feeling that something is trying to contact you.
Your leopard doesn't sleep either.
No, we're very alike, he and I.
He's much more comfortable now, out of the suit.
Stop changing the subject, Dr. Kett.
All right. I heard a voice calling me. It was the voice you played back to me on that tape.
I see him. What did it say?
I still think I must have been dreaming.
What did it say, Doctor?
Just come to me, soon. Save me, and then it cut out.
It didn't mention Armageddon?
No. Jet, I'm a very highly trained person. I have more degrees than I can count, but I'm frightened by this. It's almost as if I'm talking to myself. That voice is my own voice.
Well, we can't explain it now. 2 days and we'll be there. Then we'll find out what's up. Or the explanation will be forced on us.
You don't seem particularly frightened.
Hmm? No, Doctor, fear is not part of my makeup.
I have a feeling that You will find there, beyond the stars, more than you've ever found before. Something that will demand of you that. That which you can't give.
Well, that's why I was called to lead this project.
Out there in far space, where we are speeding now.
I know, I know. All we can do is wait and see.
I know something is going on there, and my scientific mind won't admit it. I know there are intelligent beings waiting for us. And I think alien beings who wish for our destruction. Oh, heavens, I'm talking now like a comic. You know, a comic strip.
I know, Doctor, yes.
And you're not frightened?
No, just a little puzzled. Look, try and relax, Dr. Kett. Try and let this other Kett come to you in your mind. I think, we have an ally.
But she wants us to save her.
Of course. And in saving her, we may save ourselves and the world.
Yes, Black Cat peanut butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste, well, children love it.
Black Cat peanut butter, it's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat peanut butter.
Think it may be as bad as that?
Yes, I think so, Doctor. I think we're being drawn into a trap. Once they've got me and Jupiter out of the way, they hope to accomplish their evil plans. Thing is, it's my job to stop them.
Be first with a Jet Jungle bicycle. Only 69 Rand with free crash helmet for club members. Only at OK Furniture Branches. Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.